restless footsteps and a hunger for the road. Always searching for a place nobody seemed to know. Folks said time would slow him down, love would make him stay. But he left broken pieces behind him as he drifted on his way. Every horizon held a promise. That muddy river called his name. Every time he thought he'd found it, the feeling slipped away. He'd share wild tales and adventures, woven softly in the firelight glow. Stories of rivers and highways and places most folks never know. He'd laugh along at every chapter, every road and every winding bend. But when the laughter settled down, that old look would settle in. A glimmer hiding in his eyes, the loneliness he'd always known. Never quite at peace within himself, never feeling fully at home. Where do restless souls go when the road finally runs out? When the river quits calling and the night gives way to light? If a lifetime wasn't long enough to find the place they belonged, how can 6 feet of cold earth suddenly become home? Walking through that graveyard on that hallowed patch of ground, I wondered if the restless were finally settled down. Dreamers, drifters, rivermen laid beneath the stone, side by side in death at last, no longer wandering alone. The names may all be faded, but the stories linger on. Maybe the thing they spent a lifetime seeking was waiting where they lie. The horizon used to call him like a promise in the sky. But lately it looked different, more like a finish line. Back home the old folks used to say, every river knows its way, and every wandering soul in time must face what it outran. The older that he got, the less the distance seemed to hide the truth that every river meets the ocean in its time. Where do restless souls go when there's nowhere left to roam? When the highways fade behind them and the river carries on? If a lifetime wasn't long enough to find the place they belonged, how can 6 feet of cold earth suddenly become home? Don't tell their secrets, and the dead don't speak their names. But I'd like to think when the journey's done, the river finally grows still. And beyond the last horizon, past the places we have known, God gathers up the wanderers and gently calls them home.